Hey, it's Gary Rivers with the Mix Morning Show. This is the podcast that features interviews with the many amazing guests who stop in or call into my show. You get it here with no commercials, no music, just the interview. Today's guest is next. Next up, Mix 98.9. I'm good. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And boy, temperatures slowly but surely moving up this morning. I mean, we started off a little chilly this morning, 44 degrees, and it continued to move up, moved up to 48. But I expect once that sun really hits, 73 degrees is where we're going. So there was an unforgettable grand finale of The Voice, filled with captivating performances, surprise appearances, and of course the announcement of the winner, and of course the send-off of the legendary coach Blake Shelton after his remarkable 9-season journey. And for those of you who don't know, the winner was Gina Miles, who was part of Niall Horan's team. And she was amazing. I got to tell you, I saw her in the middle of the competition, and I thought, you know, this is the girl that has the ability to win it all. She did Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You, and that's when I said, uh-oh. I think we have the winner right here. Take a listen. Since you took your love away, I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away. Yeah, what do you think, huh? Not bad. Beautiful. You can catch that up on YouTube, by the way, that whole performance. But then got a chance to, I got a call from The Voice. And I said, hey, how would you like to talk with Gina? And I said, let me see. She's 19, young girl, just starting off on her career. And is she full of herself? Is she humble? Is she, what's she like? Well, you make the call for yourself. I got to tell you. I think she's an amazing young woman, and she's got a good shot at moving on with her career and doing well. You know, sometimes you never know. We heard a story the other day about a woman of a young lady who won the Idol 2 years ago, 3 years ago. She's now back on the streets, singing in New York subways. What? How do you go from winning American Idol to no recording contract, no performances? You never know. Yeah, you never know where fate takes you. But Gina's on the phone waiting. All right, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Congratulations to you. You've got to be ecstatic this morning, huh?
I'm super excited, yeah.
Well, this was exciting, but I got to tell you, I predicted you about a week ago. I said, I know this is the one. And I think a lot of people felt that same way. Did you feel that it was leaning your way at all during all of this?
I don't think so.
No?
I was just taking each round as it came. I wasn't really expecting anything every single time. And then every single time I moved on, and it was a big thing for me.
What was the whole experience like for you? I mean, what was it like being on stage with Niall, doing the duets? Wasn't that simply just overwhelming for you?
The duet was really fun, actually. I had a lot of fun in that performance. And also, I think just throughout the whole entire process, overall, I did have a lot of fun. It can be a whirlwind, and there's like just lots of things happening at once. I did so many friends that I made and so much fun that I had.
Well, Gina, tell us a little bit about yourself. For folks who don't know where you're from and what your background is, could you give us a little insight?
So I'm 19. I'm from a really small town in Illinois called Paxton, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently, in the past year, moved to Sacramento, California to live with my aunt. And it's been a crazy time. I graduated high school during this process. And my dad is a DJ, so I go around a lot of music. And it's like such a big, big part of my life.
Mm.
And I like sing a little bit. So there's a few things about me.
Yeah. So tell us, how's your dad feel about all of this happening? I mean, he's got to be really proud.
It's really crazy. He's so excited and very happy. And I'm just excited that they're kids.
So what happens now? I mean, do you go back to school? I mean, do you go back to anything? Or is now your career your main focus?
I think career is the main focus for me. I think it's important just to do what you want to do when you can. And I feel like this is my best opportunity.
All right. So what happens with The Voice? I mean, I know you're the winner. I know there's some money involved. Is there possibility of recordings that happen now and you just have to take your shot and make the most of it?
Yeah. I'm hoping that we can get started soon and get to singing again, you know?
Do you get close with the other members that you're competing with throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, we're all attached to the hip. So.
Well, I often wonder if you get attached or it becomes way too competitive and you're always wondering, am I good enough? Am I the one who's going to win? And what happens to the friendships after that? But it seems like you guys are all pretty tight.
In my case, it sounds silly, but I never really thought too much of the competition part, only because it was so much fun and just felt like a fun project that we were all working on together, and then we would go our separate ways, and then yeah, the process would sort of repeat itself. So I just made it really amazing friends and sang, and it was a really cool experience.
Had you ever had the chance to work with a live band like that before?
I have had a really cool experiences with bands in the past, but the Voice band is this very special group of people, and they are all the nicest, most talented, professional people. So it was a really, really fun experience to work with them and collaborate with them.
To me, it would be very overwhelming. But again, I'm not you. I don't have that talent, and you do. You are such a natural on stage, and you have such a beautiful voice. It just lended itself well with many of the duets you did. That's my opinion. Obviously, it's the opinions of many in America, because that's why you won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Good luck in all you do, and I am so looking forward to following your career. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.